好，开头的时候，请弟兄姊妹和我一同先来读一些主的话。
I'd like to start off by reading from the Word of God.
我们请看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
我们知道这里有一段话是非常的重要。
And there is a phrase here that is very important.
从22节一直到这个32节。
From Ephesians chapter 5 verses 22 through 32.
因为这比较长，所以我选其中的一些经文来读。
Because this is a longer passage, I will only point out a couple of verses.
我们读23节。
We'll read verse 23.
因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。
For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the savior of the body.
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
Verse 25 through 27, Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word.That he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and blameless.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样。
No one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ also does the church.
三十二节。这是极大的奥秘，但是我是指着基督和教会说的。
Verse 32, this mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church.
我们再请看启示录。
And let's turn to the book of Revelation.
启示录第十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready.
然后我们看第二十一章。
And then, chapter 21.
二十一章，先读第九节。二十一章第九节，拿着七个金碗盛满末后七灾的七位天使中，有一位来对我说：“你到这里来，我要将心腹，就是羔羊的妻，指给你看。”
And one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls of the seven plagues came and spoke with me, saying, "Come here.I shall show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb."
我们再对不起，再回头读第二节。
And then let's go back and read verse 2.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride.Adorned, dressed beautifully for her husband.
我们再看哥林多后书第十一章。
And let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
零后十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter
11. 第二节。
Verse 2.
我为你们起的愤恨原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同 贞洁的童女献给基督。
For I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy, for I betrothed you to one husband, that to Christ I might present you as a pure virgin.
我想最后呢，我们读一下创世纪啊。
And lastly, we'll look at Genesis.
创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章先读十八节啊。耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
Then the Lord God said, It is not good for man to be alone, and I will make him a helper suitable for him.
二十一节，对不起啊。耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了，于是取下他一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领他到那人跟前。那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。
We'll start from verse 21 through 23.So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place. And the Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which had been taken from the man and brought her to the man. And the man said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.
我们已经和弟兄姊妹讲过啊。
And we have mentioned to brothers and sisters already.
以弗所书，这是神在整个教会历史上面所给的一个重大的启示。
The book of Revelation is a book of Ephesians, I'm sorry, is a tremendous revelation to the church.
是使徒保罗在监牢里面所得着的启示。
And this was a revelation given to Paul while he was imprisoned.
那么他说这是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘。
And this is a mystery of all time.
我们都知道这一卷书把教会的意义启示得非常的完全。
And this book of Ephesians explains the meaning of the church.
我们已经讲过，那么他告诉我们教会就是基督的身体。
And we know that Paul has told us that the church is the body of Christ.
那么他也告诉我们教会就是新人。
And he also mentioned that the church is the new man.
那么今天早晨呢，我们要讲到另外一面，他讲到教会是基督的妻子。
And this morning we will talk about the third point, which is the church is the bride of Christ.
这也是保罗讲这是一个极大的奥秘。
And Paul also mentions that this is a great mystery.
所以作为神的儿女呢，
So as a child of God,
我们需要明白教会的意义。
We have to recognize the meaning of the church.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
我们知道我们的神是多么的爱他的儿子。
We know that God loves his son so much.
所以在神的心目中最宝贵的就是他的儿子。
In God's heart, the one treasure, the most beloved is his son.
他因为爱他儿子的缘故。
And because he loves his son so much.
他创造整个万有。
He created the universe.
他把万有给他的儿子。
And he gave the universe to
his son. 他创造了人类。
He created mankind.
然后从人类中建立教会。
And within mankind, he established the church.
所以父爱子把教会赐给他的儿子做妻子。
So because of the love of the Father, he gave the church to his son to be his wife.
这也是一个非常简单容易明白的一个意念。
And this is a very simple and easy illustration to grasp.
我们知道在旧约创世纪里面，
We know that in the Old Testament in Genesis,
神曾经用了一个故事，也是一幅美丽的图画。
And God gave us a story which is a beautiful picture.
那么这个就是在创世纪第二十四章。
And this happens in Genesis 24.
我们看见那一章说明说了什么故事呢？
And what is this story?
讲到亚伯拉罕为他的儿子以撒娶亲。
And this is the story of Abraham his desire to find a wife for his son Isaac.
因为我们知道亚伯拉罕是他年老之后是将近100岁所生的一个儿子。
And we know that when Abraham was, Isaac was born when Abraham was about 100 years old.
这是他心中最宝贵的。
And Isaac was the beloved son of Abraham.
但是他的儿子长大之后呢还没娶亲呢。
And as his son Isaac grew, he did not find a wife yet.
所以亚伯拉罕就打发他的最老的仆人往巴旦亚兰去。
So Abraham sent his faithful servant to find a wife.
去为以撒找个妻子。
To find a wife for Isaac.
那么后来他找到了利百加。
And he found Rebecca.
那么把利百加呢带回来做了以撒的妻子。
And he brought Rebecca back home to be the wife of Isaac.
圣经说那么以撒就爱利百加。
And the Bible recorded that Isaac loved Rebecca.
我们知道在旧约时代中啊神就记载了这么一个故事。
We know that in the Old Testament, God recorded this story.
其实这个美丽的故事呢背后有更深的一层的意义。
And behind this story, there's a deeper meaning.
因为表达了父心中是何等的爱他的儿子。
This shows that the father loves his son so much.
因为他爱他的缘故。
And because he loves his son.
所以他为他的儿子要找一个妻子。
Because of the love for his son, he wanted to find a wife for his son.
所以我们看见因此呢这个父神呢就要建造教会。
So here we see that the father, God the father established the church.
神把教会就当作是主耶稣基督的妻子。
And the church is a representation of the wife of the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣就爱教会。
And so the Lord Jesus loved the church.
所以我们也可以这样讲，在父中心中最宝贵的就是耶稣基督。
So we can see that in the Father's heart, the most precious thing is the Lord Jesus.
现在在主耶稣心中最宝贵的就是教会。
And the one thing that is most precious in the Lord Jesus' heart is the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，你我今天摸到教会都要很小心很谨慎。
So brothers and sisters, today when we touch the matters of the church, we need to be careful.
我们生活中有这样的经历啊。
We have this experience in our life.
如果我们最宝贵的 我们不轻易让别人来碰的。
The things that are most precious to us, we won't allow others to casually touch it.
是不是这样的？
Isn't this true?
所以今天我们要知道在主耶稣的心中最宝贵的就是教会。
And we have to know that in the heart of our Lord Jesus, the one thing that is most precious is the church.
但是我们看见2000年的教会历史。
But we see 2000 plus years of church history.
很多人呢对于教会呢马马虎虎无所谓。
A lot of people, take the church very casually and they don't care.
他们把教会当作一个外表的团体，他们按照自己的意思就做，这是不可以的。
And they've treated the church as some sort of an outward organization and they do as they please.
所以我们要知道教会是基督的妻子。
We have to understand that the church is the wife of the Lord.
圣经很明显告诉我们，教会也可以说教会是羔羊的妻。
And the Bible tells us that the church is the wife of the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
当神有这个意念要把教会当作妻子给他的儿子的时候，
When God gave this impression to his people that the church is to be the bride of the Lamb,
我们知道主耶稣神的儿子深知道这是父对他的爱。
And we know that the Lord Jesus fully knows that this is because of the love of the Father.
但是这个妻子在哪里呢？
But where is this bride?
那么这个整个世界堕落了。
The whole world has fallen.
人已经败坏了。
And man has been corrupted.
这个妻子在哪里呢？
Where is the bride?
所以主耶稣要到这个世界中来找他的妻子。
So God has to search throughout the world to find the bride.
弟兄姊妹，这是救恩的故事。
And this is the story of salvation.
所以主把我们这些人救赎回来之后。
So God has saved all of us back to him.
要成为羔羊的妻子。
To make us into the bride of Christ.
在诗篇第19篇里面有这样的话。
And in Psalm 19, there is this phrase.
他说太阳好像新郎出洞房。
And it says that the sun is, his, the son is like a,
is bridegroom.
Is like the bridegroom.
那么出洞房了。
And he, comes out of his chamber.
又像勇士欢然奔路。
勇士。
A warrior.
Oh, he comes out like a shining warrior.
那么弟兄姊妹们我们知道啊这些话都是形容什么呢
And what do these words show us?
当父把教会要给他的时候
When the father is going to present the church to his son,
主的心中是多么的欢喜啊
Such joy is filled.
他明知道人堕落之后人的那个败坏是多么的可怕
In the heart of our Lord Jesus, he knew that man was so corrupted and had a fallen nature.
但是他欢然地出洞房。
But he rushes out of his chamber.
所以我们的主到地上来成全救恩呢。
And the Lord comes to the earth to establish salvation. He does it joyfully.
欢欢喜喜的。
And he does it, happily.
因为啊他在这个世界中他要迎娶他的新娘。
Because in the world he is finding his wife.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们就像今天地上有很多这个男孩子做新郎了要娶新娘了。
It's like our earthly, situation where a boy, is going to marry a girl.
哇那多欢喜的事对不对
What a joyful occasion.
什么代价都愿意付的。
He would go through it at all cost.
那么弟兄们结过婚的人是不是这样经历过
You brothers who have gone through this, isn't it true?
所以这是圣经中一个非常奇妙的一个启示。
And this is a wonderful revelation that the Bible gives us.
讲到这个教会就是羔羊的妻子。
That the church is the bride, the wife of the Lamb.
我们晓得这个思想啊。
We know that this thought and this concept.
在圣经呢一开头的时候就出现。
It began from the beginning of the Bible.
我们读到这个创世纪第二章
And when we read in Genesis chapter 2,
我们就在那里看见神这个思想意念已经出来了
And we saw the thought of God was already present.
神造了亚当
God created Adam.
神看亚当独居不好就一个人
Oh, he saw that Adam was lonely by himself.
所以他要给他制造一个配偶给他。
So he wanted to make a companion.
能够帮助他。
To help him.
所以神用了一个奇妙的一个做法。
So he did a miracle.
Wonderful. 那个他就让这个亚当睡觉。
He did a wonderful, thing and he put Adam to sleep.
然后呢就从亚当的身体里面拿出根肋骨一根骨头啊造了个女人。
And he took from Adam a rib.
对女人是用骨头造的。
And so woman was made from the rib of Adam.
那么其实呢在圣经的原文呢它这个字哈这个比较特别的字。
And the original, word in the Bible is very interesting.
啊它的希伯来文叫做 Selah。
And in the original Hebrew word, it is, Selah.
Selah 的名字啊。其实这个字呢它原文的意思就是在旁边的 side, 在一边的。
And the meaning of this word means that it's from his side.
不过呢所有圣经的翻译本呢通通把它翻成肋骨。
But all of the Bible translations, they use the word rib.
因为这个里面可能是有一点肋骨的意思在里面。
Because it does carry perhaps the meaning of the rib.
其实呢希伯来文里面呢真正的肋骨还有另外一个字。
But the real word in Hebrew for rib is another word.
如果你读但以理书的时候
If you read Daniel,
那里有一处圣经讲到肋骨。
There is a portion of scripture that talks about the rib.
所以希伯来文里面呢真正的肋骨是 Allah.
And the Hebrew word for that true meaning of rib is Allah.
啊但是不管怎样了反正从他这个身上这边取了一些来制造那个女人。
But regardless, it is, we know that it's from his side, it was a rib that was taken to create woman.
所以当亚当看见夏娃的时候,
so when Adam saw Eve,
他就说, 这是我骨中的骨, 肉中的肉。
So then he would say, she is bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
教会是基督的骨中骨, 肉中肉。
The church is Christ's bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
那么这是多么重要的一件事情。
And what an important thing.
所以呢，神就用人给人的那个婚姻来说明这件事情。
And God has given this marriage of mankind to speak of this relationship.
所以因此呢，有了以弗所书第五章这一段奇妙的话。
So then there, it brings us to the book of Ephesians with these wonderful words.
讲到一个做妻子的应该怎样顺服丈夫。
It speaks of how a husband is to treat his wife.
丈夫怎样爱妻子。
And how the wife is to love the husband.
但是保罗的话忽然转变，他说呢，这是我指着一个极大的奥秘说的。
But then Paul immediately redirects what he's saying and to say that this is a great mystery.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们要知道什么是教会啊。
We have to understand what is the church.
教会不是什么宗教团体。
The church is not a religious gathering.
教会是主耶稣的妻子。
The church is the wife of the Lord Jesus.
这是一个圣经重要的一个启示。
And this is an important revelation in the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主把你我这些人拯救回来。
He has saved you and I.
那么他要把我们建造，众人建造起来，成为基督的妻。
And he wants to bring all of us together to be established as his wife.
所以因此教会成了主耶稣基督心中最宝贵的事物。
So we know that the church is the one thing that is most precious to the Lord Jesus.
是最爱的事物。
It's the one thing that he loves the most.
啊。所以我们看见在使徒的书信里面都讲到这些事情。
And we can see that of these things that are written by the apostles.
啊，你如果仔细的读新约圣经的话呢
？So if we read the New Testament in detail,
你会看见我们从蒙恩得救，怎样被神建立，最后成为羔羊的妻，它有个过程。
We can see that from the beginning of salvation and then becoming the wife of the Lamb, there is a process that we go through.
啊，保罗告诉我们，当我们一得救之后。
Paul tells us that immediately after we are saved,
我们就成了一个贞洁的童女，先有童女的思想。
He says that we are a pure virgin.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这都是属灵的含义在里面。
And of course, there's a spiritual meaning in this.
首先呢，我们基督徒必须明白呢，我们是一个贞洁的童女，已经许配给基督了。
So immediately after salvation, we have to understand that we are a pure virgin presented to God.
这个在哥林多后书里面保罗讲得很清楚。
And this is clearly stated in the end of 2 Corinthians.
他说呢，我唯恐你们呢，这个心思意念呢，这个被欺骗。
He says that, I...
被魔鬼欺骗。
Oh, you were deceived.
Deceived by the devil. 所以呢，他提醒我们，我们是贞洁的童女。
So we have been deceived, and he reminds us that we are the pure virgins for the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里一个很重要的思想。
So there is a very important thought here.
这个不是光指的姊妹说弟兄们也是童女啊。
And this is not only for the sisters, but even the brothers. We are these pure virgins.
如果今天呢，你已经许配给别人了，订了婚了，好像在。
Today, if you are already engaged to someone.
啊，那么你既然订了婚了，你就不可以再去找别人了，对不对、啊、
？So once you're engaged, you can't be looking around for other people.
你应该全心在主的身上。
Your heart should be fully devoted to the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，我们知道在旧约时代
，We know that in the Old Testament time,
神也是把以色列百姓当作他的妻子看。
The nation of Israel was also looked upon as the bride of the Lord.
但是这些妻子呢，这个以色列百姓呢，他们常常背逆神。
But we see that the Israelites would rebel against God.
哎呀，他们叫神心里面非常的痛苦。
and caused much pain and grief in the Lord's heart.
先知们就起来说话。
So it caused these prophets to stand and say,
先知怎么说呢?
What did they say?
先知呢, 把一个丈夫 失去了妻子的那个痛苦,
and he placed this pain of a husband losing his wife to unfaithfulness and placed it in the hearts of the prophets.
在旧约圣经里面, 神启示我们, 神是忠贞的丈夫。
And we see that God is the faithful husband.
那么以色列呢, 是一个不贞洁的妻子。
But is the nation of Israel was an unfaithful wife.
我们知道这个忠贞搅得神的心里面非常的痛苦。
And this caused much grief and pain in God's heart.
所以你知道在旧约时代中神已经表达这个意念。
So we can see that in the Old Testament time, this was already prophetic in nature.
所以如果今天呢,弟兄姊妹,你是一个童女,你已经许配给别人了,你已经有了你的未婚夫了,等于是这样啊。So
today, if you're a pure virgin and if you're engaged already, you have that already set.
那么,你还去到处跟这个跟那个的,弟兄姊妹们,这个是一个不正常情形,对不对?
And if then you look at others, then that's a terrible thing.
那么这句话什么意思呢?
So what does this word mean?
从你得救开始,
from the moment you're saved,
你就只能爱主耶稣,
you need to love the Lord Jesus only.
你除了主之外, 没有别的所爱。
Aside from the Lord, you have no other loves.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你看看我们的生活,
you look at our lives.
啊, 爱主耶稣也有一点啊。
We love the Lord a little bit.
啊, 礼拜天到聚会里面都想起主耶稣了。
On Sunday, when we come to the meeting hall, we think about the Lord a little bit.
等你一散会了,这个主耶稣不到哪里去了,对不对?
Then as soon as the meeting is over, where is the Lord?
这说明怎么样? 我们的心根本不够在他身上。
What does this speak of? It speaks to the fact that our hearts are not on him.
弟兄姊妹,你谈过恋爱吗? 谈恋爱,不晓得。
Oh, have you ever dated before?
那个我们那个时候正谈恋爱的时候，那真的是那个心除了对方之外，没有别的，对不对？
In the midst of our dating and courtship, there is no other love but that other person.
你不可能在想别的事情。There's
no way you would be thinking of other things.
但是我们看看，我们今天对于主，我们真的是贞洁的童女吗？
But today, how we treat the Lord, are we truly that pure virgin for him?
啊, 我们爱这个世界,
we love the world.
啊, 我们爱钱财,
we love wealth. We love the enjoyment of the world.
爱这个爱那个,
we love all these various things.
弟兄姊妹们, 所以保罗提醒我们,
so Paul reminds us that you need to fix your heart and your thoughts on the Lord.
我们都知道在哥林多后书十一章里面所讲到那个心思是一个重要的一个词啊。And
we know that phrase that Paul gave us in 2 Corinthians
那个字啊, 叫做 noema,
that word in the Greek is noema.
那个 noema 就是说你在你的心思中最中心点的地位。
And that means that it is the most focal point of your thought.
在这个最中心点的地位上是要归于主的。
That in the most focal point of your thought, you need to dedicate it to the Lord.
无论怎样,任何事物起冲突的时候,他总是第一位。
That no matter what your circumstances are, he is number one. He is the priority.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters,
撒旦今天用地上猪般的事物来引诱我们。
Satan uses all the things of the world to tempt us.
所以你记得在启示录第14章里面,
and we remember in Revelation 14,
如果今天你要走在得胜的路上,
if you want to walk on the path of victory,
你必须成为神童真的子民, virgin people.
You need to be a virgin, pure.
所以今天呢, 弟兄姊妹们, 我们巴望主把我们的心首先练得纯净。
So we need to today first, keep ourselves pure.
让我们的心像童贞女一样，因为我们知道我们已经许配，我们好好的爱主。
That we would be pure as a virgin and not defiled and offered to the Lord.
然后呢，圣经就启示告诉我们说啊。
Then the Bible tells us.
那么呢，我们要成为新妇、新娘子。
Then we are to be this bride.
啊。这是一个很奇特的思想，对不对？
And this is a wonderful thought, isn't it?
我们要成为新娘子。
That we are to be the bride.
然后成为新娘子呢，你要装，圣经讲要装饰整齐。
And the Bible says that to be a bride, you need to adorn yourself and make yourself beautiful. 等
候主来迎娶我们。
And you wait upon
the Lord. 所以圣经告诉我们主耶稣会第二次的回来。
The Bible tells us that the Lord will come back a second time.
他第二次回来做什么呢？
And why is he coming back a second time?
来迎娶他的新娘。
To, take his wife.
哦，我们常常看见啊，有的弟兄们呢，快要结婚了。
We can see some brothers who are just about to get married.
哇，这个心里面真是着急得不得了啊。
You see the anxiety in their hearts.
啊，等那个日子啊，昼夜等，对不对？
They can't wait for that day.
希望那个日子赶快来到。
And they want that day to come quickly.
那么新娘呢，也天天的在做准备。
And the bride is continually making preparations.
哇，家人也帮她做准备。
And the family members also help and prepare.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？我们如今我们的主要回来，他的心是何等的迫切。
And so, do you sense the urgency of the Lord and how he wants to come to take his bride?
就这样用新郎和新娘的这个感觉，那么来提醒我们。
And he uses this analogy of a bride and the bridegroom to remind us.
如果这个新郎啊，心迫切要回来迎娶新娘。
If this bridegroom has this desire to quickly come to take his bride.
而这个新娘呢，根本就没有准备。
But if this bride is not even prepared.
啊，那你看，如果新郎来了，多失望。
And imagine that, if the bride, was not ready, what a disappointment for the bridegroom.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是圣经里面启示另外一个重要的思想。
And this is another thought that was introduced in the Bible.
所以今天可以说呢，我们所有一切属灵的生活都是为什么预备迎接主的再来。
So we can say that today all of our spiritual growth is in preparation for the Lord's return.
神用这个新娘的这个思想，那么来提醒我们。
And the Lord uses this idea of the being a bride to remind us.
马太福音24章。
Matthew 25 tells us.
25章啊，对不起。马太25章告诉我们。
Matthew 25 tells us.
就是主耶稣这个新郎呢，现在看起来好像有一点迟延了。
And we see that the bridegroom is slightly delayed.
结果呢，十个童女啊，我们知道通通睡着了，是吧？
And we see that the story of the 10 virgins, how these 10 virgins have fallen asleep.
那么，有五个是聪明的，五个是愚拙的。
And there were five virgins who were prudent and wise.
这告诉我们呢，当主回来之前呢。
So this tells us that before the Lord returns,
地上有一种的气氛呢，是很容易叫人昏睡。
There is a certain atmosphere in the world that causes God's people to be drowsy and in a state of sleepiness.
今天你看整个地上的教会啊。
And today we see the entire church.
整个光景好像是在一种昏睡的状态。
It seems like we're all kind of confused and drowsy.
这是给我们很重要的提醒。
This is an important reminder to us.
那么这聪明的童女呢，就灯里面预备油。
But the wise virgins had prepared oil in their lamps.
啊，这是一个非常非常重要的一件事情。
And this is a very important thing.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要过一个满有膏油的生活。
We need to live a life that is full of the anointing of the Holy Oil.
要叫我们的生活呢，总顺着膏油在主面前生活。
And daily we need to be living according to the leading of that anointing.
这是一个重要的预备。
And this is an important preparation.
就是你要听圣灵在你里面的声音。
This means that we need to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
每天的生活都要听从圣灵的声音。
That every day we need to live according to the leading of the Spirit.
这样就是你睡着了也不要紧。
So even if you are asleep, it's okay.
所以新郎一来了。
So when the bridegroom came.
哇，这些灯里面有油的人可以迎接主的再来。
And the ones who had prepared and had oil in their lamps can gladly meet their bridegroom.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
圣经用这些告诉我们。
The Bible uses these to tell us.
教会将要成为羔羊的心腹。
That the church is going to be the wife of the lamb.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
What an important thing.
所以今天我们在地上你预备什么呢？
So today, what are we preparing for?
你就是预备着成为一个心腹。
And we are preparing ourselves to be that bride.
等候主来迎娶。
That bride waiting for the bridegroom to take us.
当然我们很多人我们都有结婚的经验。
And of course a lot of us have experiences in marriage.
有时候你回想都是很甜美的对不对
When you look back, it's always very sweet.
我还 不要讲自己的故事。
I won't tell my own story.
这个我相信你们大家都有这个经验。
I'm positive you all have your wonderful experience.
新郎怎么样的奔路新娘怎么预备啊这个我想都是我们有经验的东西。
How the bridegroom is anxiously waiting, how the bride is, preparing herself, we all know this.
但现在我们的注意力呢，要先摆在这个新娘。
But now our focus is on this bride.
因为呢，新郎是没有问题的，他是主耶稣是没有问题。
Because there's no issue with this bridegroom because he is the Lord Jesus.
今天所有的问题都在教会。
And today all the problems are in the church.
今天很多人并不明白教会的意义。
And a lot of people don't understand the meaning of the church.
也不懂得教会所站的地位。
And they don't understand the position that the church stands on.
也不知道主多么的宝贵他的教会。
And we don't understand how much the Lord loves the
church. 也不知道我们应该过好的教会生活是多么的重要。
And we don't understand how important it is to have a healthy church life.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
记得你我今天是新妇。
We need to remember today we are the bride.
我们知道这个新妇啊做过新娘的人就知道
了。We know that those who have been a bride before will know.
到那个快到婚礼那一天呢。
And on the wedding day.
或者到了婚礼那一天呢。那我们就哎呀一直在打扮对不对把自己弄得个很美啊。
On the wedding day, you are preparing yourselves with makeup and you're preparing your dress.
旁边的家人也帮忙弄。
And all of your relatives are standing around helping you.
就希望呢在这场的婚礼里面
with the hopes that at this wedding
她成为一个最美丽的人
that she will be the most beautiful person
让所有的注意力也都集中在她身上
that all of the focus will be on the bride
是不是这样呢
isn't it true
我们常常去参加人家婚礼啊
and all of us who have attended weddings before
哎呀我们都去干什么去看新娘啊
Why are you there? You're there to look at the bride.
对不对啊？一到那个婚礼里面，所有大家注意都在新娘身上。
And when the wedding starts, everyone focuses their attention on the bride.
那个新郎嘛，好像呆呆的这样子站在那里。
And the husband seems, the bridegroom seems to be standing there not knowing what to do.
每个人都在称赞，哦，这个新娘真是漂亮啊。
And everyone praises the bride, oh, she's so beautiful.
那新娘很开心。
And then brings joy in the bridegroom's heart.
弟兄姊妹，这是世界的婚姻啊。
But brothers and sisters, this is a wedding, a worldly wedding.
这样的新娘的准备是有点自私的。
This preparation of the bride is a little bit selfish.
希望得到人的称赞。
You want to gain the praise of man.
但是不，现在呢，你是羔羊的心腹。
But now we need to understand that we are the bride of the lamb.
当然你要打扮得非常的美丽。
Of course we need to make ourselves beautiful.
你所打扮这个美丽啊，不是为了你自己。
And for us to adorn ourselves and make ourselves beautiful, it's not for
ourselves. 是为了叫新郎更有光彩。
It is so that the bridegroom can be exalted.
所以我们把自己打扮的美丽是叫主得荣耀的。
So for us to make ourselves beautiful, it is to bring glory to God.
因为什么圣经形容这是一个君王的婚礼。
Because the Bible says that this is a marriage of the king.
你看见那个皇后啊，打扮得非常的美丽啊。
And you see how the bride makes herself so beautiful.
最后这个光彩是谁的？
Well, whose glory, who gains that glory?
是君王的荣耀，对不对？
It is the glory of the king.
哇，看我的妻子啊，皇后多么的美丽。
And the king would be, would boast and say, how beautiful my bride is.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
新妇是要装饰整齐的。
The bride needs to make herself ready.
啊，是要把自己装扮的美丽的。
She needs to adorn herself and make herself look beautiful.
但是她不是为自己。
But it's not for herself.
那是为着我们的主耶稣基督。
But it is only for the Lord Jesus.
啊，如果今天主回来了，娶了个妻子啊，也不好看，那个也没装扮，你看这个。很难过。
What a disgrace it would be for the Lord to come back and gain a bride who is not prepared and not beautiful.
那么我们的主啊，希望他的新妇极其美丽。
And the Lord is hoping that his bride will be beautiful.
怎么样能使这个新妇变得极其美丽呢？
Now how can we make this bride beautiful?
那我们唱过诗歌都唱到在这个世界上没有任何人事物能比主耶稣更美丽，对不对？
And of course we sing songs that no one in the world can compare to the beauty of our Lord.
没有人能比神的儿子更美丽。
No one can be more beautiful than the Son of God.
他怎么样使他的新娘美丽呢？
How does he make his bride beautiful?
就他把他自己所有的一切都加在新娘身上。
It's that he takes everything with himself and puts it into his bride.
所以只有当新娘把新郎的一切都性格都显出来的时候，那个是最美丽。
And only when the bride is able to manifest the true nature of the Son of God, then there is a true beauty.
这是圣经的思想。
And this is the thought of the Bible.
所以呢，这个圣灵呢，就好像那个老仆人一样。
And here the Holy Spirit is like Abraham's old servant.
当他要把这个利百加带到以撒跟前的时候啊。
When the servant was going to bring Rebecca and before Isaac.
圣经就记载说他把各样的这个珠宝这金银通通拿出来给这个利百加。
The Bible recorded that the servant put all these precious jewels, and adorned Rebecca.
他就希望这个利百加能够变得非常的美丽。
And his hope was that Rebecca would be, beautiful.
呀，给他挂金项链。
Gold necklaces.
挂这个金耳环。
Gold earrings.
连鼻子上面都给他挂个金环子。
And even on the nose, a nose ring.
就是要把他打扮得非常的美丽。
And his whole purpose was to make her as beautiful as possible.
这样让以撒一看，哇，心里欢喜。
So that when Isaac would see Rebecca, his heart would be filled with joy.
弟兄姊妹，神借这个故事对我们说话。
The Lord used this story to speak to us.
圣灵今天在我们身上做什么工作呢？
The Holy Spirit, what kind of work is He doing in us?
不是要把恩赐给你，叫你有大名声，不是这个。
It's not to give you special powers so that you can become famous.
给你能力，叫你自己觉得自己了不起。
Or to give you strength so that you can boast about it.
不，弟兄姊妹们。
No, brothers and sisters.
圣灵今天最大的工作就是把教会把它装饰成为一个美丽的心腹。
The most important purpose of the Holy Spirit is that He would dress and adorn the church so that it could be a beautiful bride for the Lord.
所以为什么圣灵要把我们磨成基督的形象呢？
So why is it that the Spirit would mold us into the image of Christ?
因为要让基督的美丽从我们这些人身上显明。
So that the beauty of Jesus would be manifested in us.
因为他是羔羊的妻。
Because the bride is the bride of the Lamb.
所以他必须具备羔羊一切的性情。
So the bride must contain the character and nature of the bridegroom.
那么到主看到我们的时候。
So that when the Lord looks at us.
他能像亚当一样的说。
So then he can be like Adam and say.
这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
So when the Lord looks at the church, then he can say,You are bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh.
那就是新郎、新妇身上所有一切的性质跟新郎都是一样的。
This means that the nature of the bride is exactly as of the bridegroom.
弟兄姊妹，我们听懂了吗？
Do we understand this?
这是神心主心中多么迫切等候的一件事。
And this is something that the Lord Jesus is urgently waiting for.
这也是圣灵在我们里面用无限的忍耐做工的 件事情。
And this is something that the Lord is doing this work in us with long suffering and patience.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这个心腹要把自己变得非常的美丽。
This bride needs to make herself beautiful.
作为主耶稣基督的配偶。
To be the perfect, complement to the Lord Jesus.
这是今天神在地上在教会中的工作。
And this is the work of the church in the world today.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
我们要成为羔羊的心腹。
So in order to be the wife and the bride of the Lord,
我们真是要学会把全心的爱都归给主。
We need to dedicate our entire heart and love to the Lord.
把自己奉献在主的手中。
That we would offer ourselves into the hands of the Lord.
容让圣灵在我们身上来做工。
And allow the Holy Spirit to do its work in us.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们跟主之间是一个完全爱的关系。
Our relationship with the Lord is but love.
所以这个不是什么宗教团体能够代替的东西。
And this is not something where a religious, mindset could come and substitute.
所以在启示录里面。
So in, Revelation.
我们看见当以弗所的教会。
We can see that the church of Ephesus.
失去了起初的爱。
They lost their first love.
神的心就很难过了。
And it brought grief to the Lord's heart.
请弟兄姊妹记得。
So may we understand.
我已经多次讲过，这个起初的爱不是个人的，是团体的。
That this love, this first love that it speaks of in to the church of Ephesus, it's a corporate.
这什么意思呢？就教会本身必须纯净。
What this means is that the church needs to make herself pure.
教会不能爱主之外的东西。
The church cannot love other things.
教会里面也不能高举任何的人。
And the church cannot exalt any particular man.
因为每样事物都应该是基督是 first, 他是第一的。
In all things in the church, Christ needs to be the first.
他是 first love, 对不对？
He's the first love.
所以在教会里面只有把主高举起来。
So in the church, we can only,
我们都应当被隐藏的。
We can only exalt the Lord Jesus. We should all be hidden.
高举人，高举知识，高举恩赐，高举这个，高举那个。
In the church today, we are constantly seeing the exaltation of man and wisdom and ways.
所以到一个地步，灯台都不发光，没光。
To the point where the lampstand, there's, on the lampstand, there's no light.
所以今天我们要维系整个教会的纯洁。
So today we need to preserve the holiness and pureness of,
我们要说我们在这里聚集。
So we say that we gather together.
除了主耶稣之外还是主耶稣。
Aside from the Lord Jesus, there can be nothing else.
在主之外没有别的东西。
Aside from the Lord, there can be nothing else.
你绝不能把世界的东西带进来。
We cannot bring the things of the world
into the church. 你绝不能把你个人的东西带进来。
You can't bring your personal things
into the church. 你不能把你的家庭的事物带进来。
You can't bring the issues of your family into the
church. 你也不能把你的事业的东西带进来。
You can't bring the things of your career into
the church. 我们必须明白一件事情。
We have to understand one thing.
教会神建立它纯粹是为做羔羊的妻。
The sole purpose of establishing the church is to be the bride of the Lamb.
他不能失去那个起初的爱。
And we cannot, lose the first love.
我们要非常的小心。
And we have to be very careful.
那么关于个人呢?
Now regarding our personal.
那么这是约翰福音21章告诉我们的。
Our personal life, in John it tells us.
那么主在那里问过彼得。
Paul, the Lord asked Peter.
主说你爱我比这些更深吗?
The Lord asked Peter, do you love me more than these?
这是在我们个人的生活中主的要求。
And this is our personal requirement that the Lord asked of us. 因为在我们
周遭太多东西了。
Because around us there are too many things.
你爱我比这些更深吗?
Do you love me more than these?
弟兄姊妹们,我们知道今天在我们生活的周围太多东西吸引我们。
Brothers and sisters, we know that there's so many things in our life that attract us.
我有一次去一个聚会。
I once went to a gathering.
那个弟兄跟我讲，孙弟兄啊，今天恐怕这个聚会人会很少。
He said, brother, son, today perhaps we'll have only a few people.
为什么呢？
And I said, why?
因为今天下午啊，有个 Super Bowl.
And he said, because this afternoon there's a Super Bowl.
你看，有 Super Bowl, 他就不来聚会了。
And because of the Super Bowl, people didn't come to the church meeting.
我只是举个小小的例子。
And I give a simple example.
我们很多时候都是这样的。
Oftentimes we are like this.
别人请我们去哪里玩，去吃个饭，我们也不聚会了。
If someone else invites us to go play or to eat a good meal, then we neglect the church meeting.
所以主要问我们个人。
So the Lord asks us individually.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我再说我们要把主耶稣摆在我们心思的最中心点。
I'll say again that the Lord Jesus needs to be at the focal point of every thought.
啊，你平常看看球赛了，去吃吃好东西，这个也不是犯错。
And to enjoy a ball game or to eat a meal, there's no inherent sin in that.
如果这些东西跟主相抵触的时候。
But if these events are in opposition to the Lord in your life.
那就看见你到底爱谁更深。
Then it really shows who you love more.
所以弟兄姊妹，主对我们个人的要求是说，你爱我比这些更深吗？
So the Lord is asking us individually, do you love these more than me?
我们要在整个教会里面维系那个起初的爱。
And in the entire church, we need to preserve that first love.
在我们个人身上。
In our personal life.
要让我们爱主比一切都更深。
We need to love the Lord more than these.
所以我们弟兄姊妹们，求主使我们的爱变得纯洁。
So may the Lord, may our love for the Lord be pure.
啊，我再说。
And I'll say again.
今天呢，我们是好像新妇等候新郎。
That today we are the bride waiting for her bridegroom.
我们说过，所有的新娘都是很美丽的。
And I already mentioned that every bride is very beautiful.
啊，因此呢。我想在这里呢和弟兄姊妹相互一些的勉励、啊。
And I wanted to have some mutual encouragement.、
啊、我们要从我们基督徒个人的生活到整个团体的生活。
From our own personal Christian life to when we gather together as a church.
我们要追求那个美的事物。
We need to pursue after the things that are beautiful.、
啊、要追求美的事物。
We need to pursue after that which is beautiful.
第一个
The first thing,
我们要求主让我们的思想是美丽。
The first thing is that we need our thoughts to be beautiful.
啊，所有那些嫉妒啊、苦毒啊这些不好的东西，通通要摆在一边。
All of those evil and bitter thoughts we need to do away with.
啊，脑子里面要存有什么美丽的思想。
And in our thoughts we need to have beautiful thoughts.
保罗在腓立比书里面告诉我们。
And Paul tells us in Philippians,
啊，那些真实的，那些可敬的，那些美丽的事物，你要常常存在心里。
That we need to be thinking about whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right.
所以我们思想中一进来那个不美的事物，就不要它，你要靠主的恩典把它丢掉。
And whenever these evil thoughts come into our minds, we need to ask the Lord to help us to get rid of these thoughts.
你知道今天我们的思想影响我们很厉害。
We know that today that our thoughts can impact our lives greatly.
哎呀，我们今天这个世界也是污秽人的心思啊。
The world can defile our thoughts.
这是一个邪恶淫乱的时代。
And this is a evil world.
那么充满着许多的败坏的事物。
And full of terrible things.
我们的思想中不能要这些东西的。
And in our thoughts, we cannot think about these and desire after
these. 思想要美丽。
So our thoughts
need to be full of
beautiful things. Now how can our thoughts be beautiful?
腓立比书第二章里面告诉我们。
Philippians chapter 2 tells us,
当你以基督耶稣的心思为心思的时候，那就是最美丽的心思。
When your mind becomes the mind of the Lord Jesus, then your thoughts will be beautiful.
弟兄姊妹们，没有人的思想比主更美丽。
There is no other thought that is more beautiful than the Lord
Jesus. 所以保罗说，你们要有这样的心思成为你们的心思。
So that's why the Lord says you need to have this mindset.
啊，抱歉啊，我们今天早晨没有时间去讲这个啊。
And I apologize this morning we don't have time to go into this deeper.
你自己回去好好的把它读一下。
But maybe when you go home you can read this.
但是无论怎样，你要先里面有这么一种的心智，你要叫我们的思想。
But at least we need to have this in our mind that our thoughts need to be beautiful.
凡是那些不美的思想，通通不要。
The things that are not beautiful, we need to depart from.
啊，这是我们的追求。
And this should be our pursuit.
啊，你今天如果还在恨恶什么人，讨厌什么人，不对这个不满，对那个不满，用这个这些思想把它丢开它。
Today, if you still have hate towards someone else, or if you're not satisfied with certain things, we need to get rid of these thoughts.
第二个点。
And the second point.
就是呢，我们希望我们的言语是美丽的。
We need to have our mouths be full of beautiful words.
那么在以弗所书里面也告诉我们。
And in Ephesians, it also tells us.
当然那些淫词妄语这些都不能说的。就是那些败坏的不好的话。
Of course. Oh, foul language cannot be upon our lips.
B word, 不能说。
You can't say any swear words.
哎，这些东西都不要说。圣经甚至圣经讲这个那种太不好的那种笑话，你也不要说。
And the inappropriate jokes cannot be upon our lips.
基督徒要寻求美丽的这个言语。
Christians need to have this beauty within us.
哇，你看圣经中充满了很多美丽的言语啊。
And you see, the Bible is full of beautiful words.
当这些话语出来的时候啊，
But when these words come out,
把我们整个人的光景都带到一个好的光景里面，
It brings our entire being into a better condition.
我记得有一次我们的特会完了之后啊，
I remember one time when one of our special conferences was over.
我们的弟兄用了很清洁的言语传述主的话语。
Our brother used just a simple word to deliver the message of God.
我走到路上跟一个弟兄两个在一起。
And I was walking side by side with another brother.
哎呀，他说今天早晨呢，经过今天经过这个聚会之后，我整个人好像洗了一个澡一样的。
And he said that after sitting through his meeting, it almost feels like I've cleansed myself.
我说我也感觉到今天好像变得更清洁了，是整个思想变得更清洁。
And I agreed with that brother and said, yeah, after hearing that message, it feels like we have been cleansed.
弟兄姊妹们，教会需要美丽的言语。
The church needs to be full of beautiful words.
啊，你不要搞错啊。
Please don't
misunderstand. 不要以为说找美丽的言语啊，那我们就去诗词歌赋啊，什么东西找了一大堆了，不是这个。
And don't misunderstand me that, I mean, beautiful words don't take poems.
我说过只有主是美丽的。
Words from outside.
你的言语能够把基督表明出来。
Only our words should be filled with Jesus.
那是最美丽的言语。
That is the most beautiful language.
啊，那么今天我们要作为新娘，我们要追求美丽。
So today as a bride, we need to pursue after the beautiful things.
第三个，行动上面要美丽。
And the third is to be beautiful in our actions.
那个不美丽的事情不要做。
The things that are lacking in beauty we cannot partake in.
因为我们要成为新娘啊。
Because we are a bride.
啊，所以我们在这里预备我们的自己。
We are preparing ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，这些跟我们的生活侍奉都发生非常重要的关系。
And these are directly linked to our daily life.
可以说从每一个弟兄姊妹身上开始。
And it starts from every single brother and sister.
主回来的日子非常的迫近。
The Lord's return is near.
他已经迫不及待的要回来。
And the Lord cannot wait but to come back.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹们，我们还有一点点时间呢。我也不是说叫你要读多少圣经，你要传多少福音，做着你有个简单的思想，就像新娘预备自己就好了。
And the Lord's return is so near, we need to prepare ourselves. I'm not talking about doing more Bible reading or more spiritual things, but just a simple heart to prepare yourself. To make yourself beautiful for the Lord.
那么也帮助整个教会变得美丽。
And that in turn can make the entire church more beautiful.
我想弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
圣经把这些思想启示给我们。
The Bible has given us this concept.
头一个世纪。
In the first century,
使徒保罗在监牢里面。
Paul, while imprisoned,
得了这么重要的启示。
Gained this great revelation.
约翰在巴摩的海岛上。
John on the island of Patmos.
得到神这么重大的一个启示。
Gained such a great revelation.
我们就知道神的心对他的教会是多么的有寄望。
And we can see how much the Lord desires for His church.
我们这是仰望主的怜悯。
We look to the mercy of God.
我们个人努力。
We have our personal pursuit.
我们也共同的努力。
And we have our corporate pursuit.
让圣灵在我们中间有更自由的机会。
That the Holy Spirit would have more opportunity to work in us.
也在我们个人的生命中间能有更好的追求。
That in our own spiritual walk, we have a better pursuit.
不仅做对的事。
Not only to do the right
things. 要做更美的事。
But the more beautiful things.
但愿主把这个思想意念摆在我们里面。
May the Lord place this idea and concept in our hearts.
我们盼望主回来的时候。
We hope that when the Lord returns.
当他看见我们。
When he sees us.
他这是满心的欢喜。
That his heart is satisfied.
我们能有很多美丽的光景迎接主。
That we all are in a beautiful condition to be presented to him.
所以在以弗所书里面。
So in the book of Ephesians.
他对教会有许多方面的启示。
There are so many different revelations of the aspects of the church.
今天我们讲了第三个重要的点。
Today we mentioned the third point.
教会是基督的妻。
That the church is the bride of the Lord.
是他心中所最爱的。
It is the object of love in his heart.
但愿主借着真理的灵开启我们。
And may the Lord use the spirit of truth to open up our eyes.
让我们能明白神的心意。
So we can know the heart of God.
体贴神的心意。
So we can understand his heart.
愿他在我们中间真正能够得着他所要得着。
So that we can gain what he wants us to gain.
好，我们最后啊，我们再还是唱首诗歌。我们一起用一点祷告。
Lastly, we'll still end with a hymn, and then we'll have some prayer.
我们唱278首短诗。
We'll sing hymn 278.
但愿耶稣的美丽从。
Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
请 Jennifer 给我们弹一句哈。
We'll have Jennifer play an intro, and we'll sing together.
请大家起立吧。
Can we all stand and sing?
Like,
但愿耶稣的美丽从我显现，耶稣所有浅浅温柔与甘甜，求你用你圣灵前来怜我心情，直至耶稣
来，弟兄们，来一遍。
Brothers,
但愿耶稣的美丽从我显现，耶稣所有亲切温柔与甘甜，求你用你圣灵前来怜我心情，直至
姊妹们
sisters,
我们用中文来一遍。
但愿耶稣的美丽从我显现，耶稣所有亲切温柔与甘甜，求你用你圣灵前来怜我心情，直至
英文来一遍 English.
Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wonderful passion and purity. Oh, the Spirit divine, all my nature
睁开口一点祷告。
Let's all pray together.
啊，如果有弟兄姊妹受感动，两三位带着我们可以简短的有祷告。
And if there are two or three who are moved, please lead us with prayer.
请大家一同开口祷告。
And let's all pray together.
主，我们把深处的赞美归给你。
Lord, we give you the praise from the depths of our being.
我们知道你要回来的心是何等的迫切。
We know that you desire to return soon.
你等候来迎娶你的心腹。
And you cannot wait to come and take your bride.
你知道今天教会在地上还没有准备好。
I mean, you know that your church on earth has not made herself ready yet.
所以你宽容我们。
And so you have mercy on us.
主啊，因此我们要祷告。
And Lord, we pray.
求你的灵做工，
May your spirit do its work,
在教会中做工，
and do its work in the church,
在每个弟兄姊妹身上做工，
do its work in every brother and sister,
能够把你所完成的，
so that what you can accomplish what you want to
have accomplished, 把你生命中所有一切的美丽，
so that all the beauty of Jesus
都坐在我们身上，
would be worked out in our lives,
坐在教会的里面，
worked out in the church.
亲爱的主啊，
Lord,
我们知道你回来的日子，那是一个何等荣耀的日子。
You know that the day of your return is a glorious day.
也是何等欢乐的一个日子。
And a joyful day.
主啊，我们要求你借着你的灵感动我们。
Lord, through your spirit, may you move us.
今天早晨，求你重新一次借着你的灵，把你的爱浇灌下来。
And once again, allow us to sense your love.
但愿这个爱在我们里面。
And that love in us.
冲击把一切其他的爱通通出去。
Would push out all other loves in our lives.
好叫我们全心的爱主。
So we can love you wholeheartedly.
在地上跟随你。
And while we are in the world, we can follow
主啊,
you.
我们渴望你的回来。
Lord, we desire for your return.
愿你快来。
Lord, may you return soon. 愿你快来。Return soon.
主啊, 今天早晨, 我们仍旧求你借着你话语的光照亮我们。
Lord, we look to you to shine your words upon our lives.
让我们知道如何在你面前生活。
So that we know how to live before you.
主啊。我们愿意把我们自己再奉献在你的手中。
Lord, we are willing to offer ourselves to you.
求你用你的爱保护我们。
May you protect us with your love.
使没有一个弟兄姊妹是滑跌的。
That you won't allow any brother and sister to slide back.
啊，让我们在你显现的日子。
And we look forward to the day of your appearing.
每个弟兄姊妹都在荣耀里面出现。
That every brother and sister would join you in glory.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.